Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome to Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Galeo-Graves, the dean and founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, calling to you live this week from wonderfully sunny, beautiful Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. And I have been so looking forward to today's call. We've got my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com with us, and some awesomely great, great guests. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hey, Gina, I am awfully excited about this show as well, and always excited to be here and share ways to build business through the power of relationships and leverage and working less to get more done and all those good things.
Absolutely. So since we are a little bit late today, and I apologize, everyone, boy, today started out in a weird way. I ended up with people having viruses and all kinds of nasty stuff today. Anyway, since we're running a little late, why don't we just jump in with both feet and have you introduce our guests?
We have today number one best-selling author, Jason Oman, who 10 years ago wrote a book called Conversations with Millionaires. It made quite a splash. Jason was able to leverage both the relationships and the media power that he had gotten at the time from being part of being a success story in an infomercial. So if you can imagine, lots of eyeballs were on Jason Oman. And so when he came out with this brilliant idea to co-author his first book, it really took off. Now he is paired up with a different co-author, namely Rachel Young, and they together have created Conversations with Female Millionaires, and have updated the style of the way they put the book together and a few other things. So, Jason, I'm absolutely thrilled to have you on Relationship Marketing 101.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here as well.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you doing, Gina?
I am great as well. And is Rachel joining us today as well, Rhonda?
I don't know. I haven't been able to shake her out of the bushes, so not to my knowledge.
Okay, just checking because I see a couple other callers on the line, and if Rachel is here, just raise your hand, Rachel, and I'll get you unmuted. I just don't want to unmute people that we aren't supposed to unmute.
And that's hit the number one to unmute if you're Rachel Young. If you're not, you'll just have to listen.
If you're not, you can always jump into the chat and get some questions in there that we can get answered live on the show today with Jason Oman.
Yes. Do you have the chat open, Gina, or shall I open it?
I do have the chat open, Ms. Rhonda. I am actually trying to be efficient today.
Well, I understand. We all sometimes we have different issues of who's on phones and this and that and whatever. So let's just jump right in and notice that, of course, 10 years have passed. It's a long time, and many, many things have changed. The internet has exploded. Media has exploded in lots of different ways. And so one of the things I want to start with, Jason, so what made you decide that the time was right to get into a new project and to create a new book?
Well, that's an interesting question. Basically, what I've kind of found over the years is that there's been a lot of successful entrepreneurs, both men and women, and along the way, speaking at different seminars and just interacting with a lot of different people who, you know, kind of want to achieve success for themselves, I seem to keep running into certain types of people that kind of had some challenges, And they were all totally conquerable challenges. None of them were things that if they just simply knew the right things to focus on and think about things in the right way, they'd be able to conquer those things no problem. And so what happened was back in 2007, I guess, either towards the end of 07 or the beginning of 08, you'll understand why I'm unclear about that in a second here, I ended up having a brain aneurysm and got rushed to the emergency room and basically got hooked up to the machine to find out how severe it was. And the doctors immediately thought, oh, my God, this guy's about to die. Because just a few hours before I got to the hospital, somebody else got admitted there with an aneurysm and hooked up to the machine, found out how severe it was, got the reading on the machine, and then, I don't remember the exact time, 12 or 20 minutes later, that person died. A few hours later, I show up at the hospital, I get hooked up to the machine, same exact reading, just as severe as the person who died a few hours ago. So the doctor thought, oh, my God, we're about to lose another one. And obviously, I made it. And I guess the first one, you know, I don't mean to make a joke about this, but I don't know if the first one was maybe the practice that the doctors needed or what the deal was. It kind of cued them into some things they could have, should have, would have. I don't know what happened, but for some reason, I was spared and the other person wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then some more time went on, and I kind of said, okay, you know, really kind of want to get some more stuff rocking again entrepreneurially and get back to speaking and helping people make the difference, you know, make a difference in people's lives and help them get where they want to go in their life. And it's like, okay, well, let's get another project going to make that happen. And somewhere along the line came up with the idea, let's do the conversations with female millionaires this time and, you know, help women rock things out.
And it was early 08 when that happened. And your readings were actually worse than the guy a couple hours before you who passed away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing, huh? Obviously somebody who is meant to be here and still has stuff to do, Jason, or you wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thankful. It's I'm thankful that, you know, I was able to, you know, get past that and survive. And then really what it actually ended up doing in some interesting ways is it made me be that much more focused on being thankful and in gratitude and appreciative of having the right kind of people in my life. And you guys fall right into that list of awesome people that I'm extremely appreciative of having in my life. So thank you guys.
Well, for several months there, it was really touch and go. And from day to day, we didn't know if you were going to make it. And to see you having gone from there to where you're at now, in just a couple of years, I mean, really the blink of an eye in time overall, is just incredible. And the story that it creates can be so inspiring for other people. I don't care what you got going on in your life. I don't care how awful it is. You're not someone who's laying there not even able to communicate, who may not even be here tomorrow. And if you can overcome that to get to where you're at today, you can overcome anything. So hopefully some of our listeners and the other people whose lives you touch just through the books that you're putting out there, through the things that you're doing, hopefully it can inspire them to overcome their crap and really do something with their lives the way that you have.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, I'm a big believer in making a positive difference and impacting other people's lives is the best way to enjoy your own life and be surrounded by other positive, happy, enthusiastic people, because they're the ones living their dream, and, you know, all being together in the same nest together is a good thing.
Yeah, and I mean it. Every person on this planet can really live the life of their dreams, in my opinion. It's just a matter of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right.
And that's really what Conversations with Female Millionaires is all about, right?
What was that last thing you said?
That's really what Conversations with Female Millionaires is all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, it's basically a, you know, cover to cover, packed full of don't let anything stand in your way. You really can do it. It's just a matter of taking the right steps and having consistent action going.
Yeah. One of the significant things is these are not women who, well, they were born in wealthy families. They could make it easy. You can't say that about these women.
No, you really can't.
No, but you need to look at the people who were in there. And, Jason, just real quick, because I know that you have to leave us partway through for your mastermind group, but let us know just a couple of the stories of a couple of the women who really did not have that silver spoon in their mouth and really had to hustle everything.
Some of the different women in there who had some amazing kind of examples and stuff to benefit from, right?
Precisely.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, that's two sides to that. One is it's hard to pick a favorite because all of them are so amazing.
Right.
And, you know, and so that's a major part of it. I'm a really big fan of Lee Miltier because I know she's somebody who has, you know, has really done what anybody that was around her earlier in her life never thought would happen or would even be possible. I mean, you know, she was somebody that grew up on a farm out in the middle of nowhere and had to do, you know, kind of the grunt work of the farm life. And, you know, you don't have a lot. I mean, when you're basically taking care of animals and stomping around on the dirt and doing the farm life thing, you don't really have a whole lot of, you know, powerful, positive, you know, factors and influences and stuff like that going on. You really got to kind of generate and seek out and find those things yourself. And that's actually a key point is, you know, if you don't have constant spark and inspiration and energy to go make your dreams happen from your own environment or from your current reality, go seek out the things that will spark you and inspire you to go, you know, make your dreams happen. Because it can be done. There's lots of living examples and proof that it can be done. It's just a matter of taking the right actions on a consistent basis, following through, and going after your dreams.
Sure is. So who are some of the others that are in the book?
Well, Sandra Biddle Barrows is in there. Somebody that a lot of people on here have probably heard about. Terry Levine, she's the coaching guru. You know, there's Kim Kiyosaki, who's the wife of Robert Kiyosaki, who did the Rich Dad Poor Dad book series. Kendra Todd, who was the first female apprentice on Donald Trump's Apprentice TV show. Somebody who was in the Inc. 500 list of the fastest growing companies. Her name is Allie Brown. And somebody who is known as the lawyer you love. That's her trademark. She's Alexis Martin Neely. And then, of course, the CEO and founder of eWomen Network, Sandra Yancey. So just eight amazing, hugely inspiring, extremely awesome kind of, you know, success gurus, really. I mean, they're basically people who became self-made millionaires, and there's a lot of amazing information that that they have in their head. And, you know, the book was really, you know, a major kind of project to dig in and mine out the gold from, you know, these brilliant women and kind of help impact and inspire and educate others to make success happen for themselves.
Because this show is about relationship marketing, one of the things I'm sure our listeners are thinking about is how the heck did you get these eight such amazing ladies to do these interviews with you?
Well, a number of different factors. One of the things that that is very powerful is to develop relationships with people who are pros at developing relationships. And, you know, there's people out there that, you know, especially with the world the way it is today with social media and the internet and search engines and all that, you can really find people that obviously are well-connected and kind of know how to do the relationship process. And developing relationships with those people is easy because they're pros at it and they know how to kind of hold up their side of it. So it's really just initiating from your side and, you know, doing some right stuff to show that you're willing to help them. And, you know, they're people who really know how to make things happen. And they can open up a lot of amazing doors. So really connecting with and, you know, building relationships with people who are masters at that is really what ended up opening a lot of the doors that made the book happen.
Yeah, I think that was a really, really important thing for our listeners to hear. Because in building any business, relationships really are the key. And it's almost like you're stacking relationship on top of relationship on top of relationship. And the world really is separated by just 6 degrees of separation. You don't need to know everybody. You need to know a handful of the right people who know the right people who know the right people. And within 6 levels deep, you should be able to connect to every person on this planet.
Absolutely right.
So, Linda, what else do you want Jason to share with us today?
Well, I want Jason to share for a couple of things. One of them would be a message for somebody who maybe has big dreams that feels like they're holding back, because obviously you're somebody who is overcoming tremendous obstacles. By all reason, you should be dead or vegetable, and yet you're not. So what's your message to people who are holding back or who just aren't quite getting the results that they want?
Well, a lot of different things I could say about that. One is, I think it's a really key thing to, one of the tricks that I've learned from kind of going through this whole aneurysm thing and almost dying from it and having my memory just literally pummeled like, you know, Evander Holyfield just going ballistic on it. And what I do is I set my cell phone calendar to constantly remind me. And most cell phones these days have a calendar on there. And you can even use Google Calendar as well for this. But you can set it to go off at a certain time every day and remind you to do things like, you know, review your journal or add to your journal or review your list of goals or take action on certain projects. I mean, really, here's the deal. Even if you only spend 10 to 15 minutes a day on, you know, major goals and things that you want to accomplish, but you do that consistently, that 10, 15, 20 minutes a day all adds up day after day after day, and before too long, a whole lot of time has been invested in it, and some major things can be accomplished. And how complicated and challenging, really, is, you know, 15 minutes a day. Who can't do that? So it's really just about consistent momentum or consistent effort that leads to momentum, and, you know, amazing things can happen. I forget what
really?
I was even talking about. That's kind of going, you know, with the memory thing I'm dealing with, so.
Yeah, and those are really good. Very good tips for do the things that will keep you on task and on track.
And the other thing I hear implied in that is even when you have a normal memory, having a system like your cell phone sending you reminders, Google Calendar sending you reminders, makes it that much more likely that you'll really get everything you need to get done.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I think there's some really key kind of things that people can do that are so simple and easy to do, but just so easy to miss from doing them. And that is things like, for example, if you had on your wall next to your bed when you wake up in the morning a list of your most important goals, a list of the things that you want to accomplish, the highest priority tasks that you need to, you know, keep focused on. For example, there's got to be places, you know, I know there's a lot of women that have like a to-do list or something like that taped on the bathroom mirror so that when they're, you know, getting ready for taking off for work or whatever they're doing in the morning or whenever they're, you know, doing their mirror prep time, boom, it's right there reminding them. Do little things that set up cues that keep your mind focused, that causes you to keep on, you know, making progress and making dents in, you know, these major goals and accomplishments that you want to do. And consistent action brings rewards beyond measure. I should turn that into a quote.
You really should.
That is a huge thing.
Consistent action brings rewards beyond measure. Great quote.
I just typed it out, and I'll send it to you so you can remember it for later. But, yes, Jason, that's a phenomenal quote.
Okay, go ahead, Linda. Any other questions for Jason?
Yes. So the other thing I want to know before he has to go to his mastermind is to have you share what some of your plans are now that you have the book. What you're planning to do to leverage that new book into building your business as this new version of Jason after all of these things that have happened to you.
Well, you know, what we're doing here is a great example of it. I think it's amazing what you can do when you create products, services, and information that lots of people can benefit from and would want and can make an impact in people's lives. But really, when you become somebody that is out there making a difference in people's lives, there are avenues and opportunities that open up to you to be able to get the word out about it, to be able to increase the magnitude and ways that you make that impact. And you know, one of the things I want to do is just get a bunch of affiliates lined up so we can create some great win-win scenarios where people can benefit from not only the secrets inside conversations with female millionaires, but also help other people, you know, be impacted by those things and get a piece of the sales for doing it. So little things like that are just, you know, the more I can kind of do those kind of things, the better.
Excellent. Well, you're getting... Yeah,
for those who are listening who haven't necessarily heard of my 30-Day I Am Challenge, if you go to 30dayiamchallenge.com, a couple weeks ago, we had Jason on what we call the hug seat. And during that call, we outlined over about an hour and a half to 2 hours the overall strategic plan for turning conversations with female millionaires into a smashing success, just like Jason's first book. So if you go sign up for 30dayiamchallenge.com, which is totally free, and upgrade to Gold Member, you'll get access to the recording that lays out the whole strategic plan for how to do that.
Yep, absolutely. And I recommend everyone do that. The Gold Challenge is, $14.95 one time, Gina, is that right?
Yep, correct. Lifetime member for about $15.
Yeah, you can't shake, I mean, you cannot possibly beat that. That is amazing, because every week there is a call where somebody is in the hug, H-U-G seat, not the hot seat, not being grilled and tortured, but really being supported and helped in formatting a strategic plan or doing other things to move your business forward. So it's a tremendous value for people. And, yeah, having access when there is a plan created, then you do get to hear that call and watch the plan unfold, and it's really quite an amazing process. It's like, it's just a form of alchemy, business alchemy.
It really is, and we meet in a webinar, so during that webinar, I'm creating flow charts for whoever's on the hug seat, action step checklists, et cetera, and you get all of those as well. It just makes it so much easier when you can really get a crystal clear picture of what needs to happen. Because everything we do on the call and in my teaching is so strategic, we always start by defining what the goals are. And Jason did a really good job on that call of getting crystal clear on what he wants 1 to 3 years from now as a result of not just the book, but the overall business. which made it that much easier to create a plan that will let him achieve all of those goals. The better job someone does in defining those goals, the easier it is to really build the plan. It really, many times there's only one way that you can get all of that, and it tells you exactly what you need to do. So, really good example of how flexible the overall system for building a business can be. Because on the Hug Seat calls, each week we have someone like Jason who's an author and a for-profit business who really also wants to make a difference. The next week we might have someone in the nonprofit business. The next week we might have someone in the health niche. And it's really the same overall system, but each and every business can apply it in their own unique way to achieve whatever it is that they want. And it's really powerful to be able to see that over and over again.
Yeah, it really is. And one of the biggest things that you just said there, Gina, and that Jason has, and this is why he is successful and why his success will continue to explode in good ways, is that he knows what he wants. A lot of people...
Precisely.
How much money you want to make? Well, let's see. And they'll pull a number out of the air. And you go, well, why do you want to make that amount of money? Well, I don't know. Sounds like a good number. Well, that's not a plan, right? That's not at all strategic.
No, it's not at all. Did the call help you, Jason? Do you remember any of the call?
I remember that it happened.
Oh, good. Well, that's a big deal. You usually don't even remember that, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the interesting thing that I've kind of discovered through this process, and it's something other people can benefit from too, is memory. You know, who doesn't have things in their life that they need to make sure that they remember and stay on top of, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that this whole process has kind of helped me, you know, realize and understand, and the doctors really, you know, are a big part of this too, is the power that comes from adding emotion to the things that you need to remember is huge. Your emotion can supercharge the memory cells that can help you remember the things that you want to remember. I mean, there's a reason that you remember what your birthday is. There's, you know, a reason you remember what your spouse's and your family members' birthdays are. You know, there's things that you remember, and many, many, many of those things, the reason you remember them is because there is emotion attached to them. Obviously, repetition is a huge thing for memory, but so is emotion. And if you put both of those together, boom, there's nothing you can't make sure you stay on top of and remember. So.
Well, and part of why that happens, and I've learned this because of some of the specialists that I've worked with Jason, is that when you can tie emotion to an event, it creates a memory completely differently than when the emotion isn't part of the event or the thing you're trying to remember. When you tie emotion to that, it causes the brain to actually create a new neural pathway to store that memory in. And when you've had a brain injury, if you can create new neural pathways, it can cause the brain to work in a way that doesn't require it to go and use the part of the brain that's been injured. And so it's really been powerful. It's been amazing to watch Jason. One of the things that we learned is that the color red triggers the emotions to happen differently than any other color. So one of the specialists that we had talked to is a woman by the name of Dr. Jill Amann-Wexler, who's one of the world's foremost researchers on the brain-body connection. Her teaching was really powerful in causing my miraculous transformation to happen, and she's become a good friend. So Jason and I contacted her. And she made the suggestion that we create a red-covered notebook for Jason and inside have three columns, the day and time, the event, and the emotion attached to it. And when Jason and I spend time together, and we've spent weeks to months together over the last few years, I bring him a red notebook. and I have him write down as his day goes on the things that are happening, the day and the time, what it is, and what emotion is attached to it. And I talked to you last week, Jason, and I was telling you that I haven't been feeling that well lately, that I figured out what the reason for it was, and I think it's attached to my allergy to mold. And you said, oh, you know what you need to do for that? I'm like, no, what? And you said, well, you've got that Alpine air cleaner in your motorhome. You need to use that. And I'm like, wait a minute, Jason. How do you remember that I have an Alpine air cleaner in my motorhome? Because that's something you shouldn't necessarily remember.
Oh, part of a weird random fact normally, right?
Yeah. But you know why you remembered that I had an Alpine air cleaner in my motorhome, Jason?
Because I was part of that company that changed my life.
That was an emotion, and then when we were in our motorhome and you saw my Alpine air cleaner, you wrote down in your red notebook the day and the time, the fact that you saw the Alpine air cleaner and you attached an emotion to it. It was one of the entries in your red color notebook, and that was 2 years ago, actually about 26 months ago, and you remembered it now. Blew me away how powerful this is. As you build a business, there's a lot of stuff you got to remember. And this tip can help anyone, even if you don't have a brain injury, to remember those details.
Wow, anything you really need to remember, get a red notebook and do those things, the date, what it is, and the emotion, and that will stick it in there. That's just amazing, the whole red notebook aspect of it. That's very cool.
Really surprised me when Jason said that last week. I had tears streaming down my face. I was so excited.
I know, I'm like doing a happy dance over here going, oh, my God, how cool.
And there was a movie that I watched this weekend. It just came out last Tuesday on DVD. Jason, check your text messages for me because I sent you this a couple days ago. I know you got it. It's called The Music Never Stopped, and it is a true story that is just incredible. It's about this guy who had a brain tumor that was so massive it encompassed about 80% of his brain. When he was 17, he had gotten kicked out of his house and kind of left, but also got kicked out simultaneously. A little under two years after he had left home, this brain tumor started, so he was about 19. 20 years later, he was found on the street, collapsed, and rushed to the hospital. And they learned at the time that he had this brain tumor. He didn't know who he was, he didn't know where he was, didn't know why he was there. But his ID had his parents' old address on it from 20 years before. They found the parents who thought he had been dead for 20 years. They reconnected. They did the surgery to remove the brain tumor. And his brain and his memory is very similar to the way that Jason's brain works today after the aneurysm. Well, they tried everything to see if they could improve it. And the guy just made no progress. He was in a nursing home. They didn't think he'd ever really have any kind of a normal life. Even things like knowing that he needed to eat and knowing that to eat you have to feed yourself were things that he couldn't remember well enough to actually do. They found a music therapist from an article in a newspaper, and this woman still is around today. And she's a doctor who specializes in helping people with brain injuries using music. One of the things they talk about extensively in the movie is how music has emotion attached to it. And so just hearing a piece of music can stimulate different neural pathways in the brain if you're listening to the music while doing something else. So she came in and started testing this guy with all different kinds of music to see if there was any specific kind of music that triggered his emotions differently than other pieces of music. And it turned out that this particular guy was really attached to music by the Grateful Dead and the Beatles in ways that other music really didn't affect him. when she would put on Grateful Dead music, this guy was like he just came to life all of a sudden and was almost like a totally different person. But the minute she would stop the music, he would go right back into this state that he just couldn't communicate. And by the end of the movie, it was so incredible to see how music changed this guy's life. I mean, it changed everything. And it was all because of the emotional attachment. And one of the things that they had said in the movie was that even for someone without a brain aneurysm, if you were to listen to music while doing different things throughout your day, you would act, especially if it's music that has an emotional connection for you, you would remember details about the day that you would never have remembered otherwise. It's called The Music Never Stopped, and Jason has to watch that movie.
Well,
making note of it right now.
Yeah, and that is true that they're putting emotion. Music carries emotion. Smells also carry emotion. So if there are...
They do.
This is why the smell of fresh baked bread or the smell of something your grandma made that you always loved or whatever can really just bring back a flood of memories. And so involving the senses. And that's very good in many ways. I'm reading a book called The Power by Rhonda Burns from The Secret, and she's talking about the power of using all of your senses when creating that sense of everything that you love and creating your future.
Well, when I do visualizations, it makes a huge difference if I involve all five of my senses as opposed to just seeing something in my mind's eye. The sense of smell and the sense of hearing can make the visualization become real in ways that nothing else does.
Wow.
Yeah. When does
so
Jason
powerful.
Need to leave for his mastermind?
I think you're late for your mastermind, Jason.
Oh, Jason, we didn't mean to do that to you.
So they already know. I already texted them on the computer. We're good.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I wasn't sure. didn't want to get your buddies mad at you because I know the power of a mastermind.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Well, do you need to go, or can we keep you around for a little bit longer?
No, I can stay for a few more minutes.
Oh, good.
Good.
So if you could give people just getting started in a business just one piece of advice, other than the advice you've already given them, what would you tell them?
Seek out the mentors and people that know how to get the results that you want to get. Study, follow, pay attention, take action, be consistent with it, and take it to the max. I mean, there is information out there that can help you do just about anything you could possibly want to do, and it's about seeking out that information, devouring it, taking notes on it, underlining it, highlight it, whatever you need to do so that, you know, the main sections, you know, stand out for you each time you review it. And that's kind of a key point, too. So many people go through a book or a course or information and they listen to it or read through it one time and think, okay, then they're done that now. And they don't kind of take the really gold nuggets that are in there and make sure that those are reviewed over and over again. Repetition breeds skill. And, it's the repetition of the key factors for success that make all the difference. I mean, all the most successful people are as successful as they are because they consistently took specific actions. Figure out what the specific actions that you need to take consistently to be successful in whatever you're doing, and set up little reminders or anything you need to make sure that you consistently are doing those things, and success will be yours as well.
What a great piece of advice.
Love it.
If you look at all of the people you've interviewed, both through Conversations with Female Millionaires and the first bestseller, Conversations with Millionaires, is there one thing that you see these people having in common? Do you have to be at some kind of a special something or another to achieve these levels of success?
You know, that's a really awesome question. I would say the first thing that pops in my head about that is willingness to, you know, and this kind of goes back to the consistency thing, is willingness to keep and stay focused on the goal and the mission that they believe that they are here to live.
So that implies a couple of different things. Number one, it suggests that they've gotten in touch with what that goal or mission really is. In other words, they really have a why.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Number two, it also implies what you've suggested several times already. The quote was, consistent action brings rewards beyond measure. So in addition to really keeping their eye on the why or the goal, they're taking consistent action to get those results.
You know, sorry for interrupting, but something just popped into my head.
Go for it.
Because I have a distrust in my memory right now because of the aneurysm. now I'm trying to remember what the heck it was. What was the thing you said? Maybe it'll trigger it again.
We were talking about whether you saw something in common between these people. And you said that they really keep their eye on their goal or their mission and go out and just stay focused on it. And I said, well, that implies two things. Number one, it implies that they really are in touch with what their mission or their why really is in the first place, that they know what their purpose is and what they need to do. And then they do what we quoted you as saying, consistent action brings rewards beyond measure, and they simply take consistent action to move themselves forward toward accomplishing that mission, keeping their why or their goals in mind.
Right. I mean, obviously, I don't remember what I was going to say, but doing little things like posting, for example, on the wall next to your bed, the top 5, 7, 10, 21 major goals that you want to make sure you stay focused on achieving, you know, put it on a piece of paper or a larger piece, you know, poster board, whatever, next to your bed, next to your office, next to your desk, on your mirror, you know, wherever. So it's constantly right there, forcing its way into your consciousness so you don't get so busy, you know, through the days of your life. And that's the thing, is we can all get busy with other things besides what it is that we really want to achieve. And so doing little things that force you to stay focused on taking the actions necessary to achieve your goals is, you know, is a huge factor.
Well, and I think this whole idea of having a why is really, really important. Having read both of your books, one of the things that I really saw with these people is they weren't doing whatever it is that they were doing just because they wanted to make some money. Yeah, money was a nice thing, and it was a byproduct of the reasons that they were doing what they were doing. But for each and every one of them, they had some major why that drove them to doing what they were doing. For you, I think it's the same thing. Do you plan on making some money from what you're doing? Well, heck yeah. I mean, why not, right? But you're not doing it because that's where your focus is. What is the why for you? Why are you doing any of this? Wouldn't it be easier to just sit back and live with the aneurysm and watch TV all day?
Yeah, I mean, I get Social Security. I don't need to do anything, but it's like, what the heck fun is that, you know? I really want to create I don't know what the right word for this would be, but the word legacy comes to mind. Like, I want to make a powerful, enormous, positive difference in so many people's lives that it creates a ripple effect of the positive difference going from those people's lives to other people in their own lives to the next generation of those people's lives, and positivity and ripples of positivity just continue through time.
For me,
if you're
going to
live, why not
when,
do something cool?
Exactly.
That's
for
right.
me, back when I was still sick and dying, my why was very different than my why today. And I think my why really was part of the reason for my success early on in my business. My why was really initially to repay my husband for having lived through 52 operations, 9 major back surgeries, caring for me 24/7. And my why was to be able to pay for $40,000 a month in medication to stay alive and to be able to take care of my husband so that he could take care of me. Now that I'm better, I don't need $40,000 a month in medication any longer. But Bill is still a big part of my why. I don't ever want him to have to work another day in his life. He's been retired now for 7 years. He loves his retirement. He got to retire at the age of 41. We love our lifestyle, living on the road, going from one place to the other. And that's a big part of the why for me. It's why I do this instead of practicing law. If that was all there was, though, I'm not sure that I would do it at the level that I do it. My why is very similar to yours. I want to help every person on this planet live the life of their dreams. And the vehicle I use to do that is to show people first how to define the life of their dreams, second, how to use a business to achieve the life of their dreams, and not just any business, but a business that uses the power of the internet. And when you've got that why, a why that can get you up early in the morning, that can keep you up till the wee hours of the morning, that drives every single thing that you do, you want to do more. It's much easier to do more. It's actually hard to do less. And
right.
in the end, the money follows every time because you focused on the why. And in reading both of your books and all of the interviews that you've done, every single person that you have interviewed has a why that is that powerful. And it may not be changing the lives of every person on this planet, but to them, their why is just as big as this why is to me or Jason's why is to him. And I really think, exactly, Rhonda, and I really think that that does change the level of success for someone. Until you get in touch with the why, it will feel like struggle to build a business. It will feel like hard work. And results usually won't follow. How does someone get in touch with their why?
How does someone get in touch with their why? Is that what you said?
Yeah. That's the
wow,
next
what
book
a
you need
awesome
to write.
Topic. what an awesome topic. I think there's actually, this is what popped into my head, so I'll throw it out. I think there's actually a website called findyourwhy.com.
I'm going to go see.
It's a book by John DeLenny. Yeah. And yes, he has a Find Your Why in 5, his book, that's all about that.
Good memory, Jason.
Mm-hmm. You can tell there's some emotion there.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Like, obviously, there's some emotion there. I think having a why that inspires you and keeps you focused on taking action consistently is possibly the most powerful thing any person wanting to seek, you know, that seeking success can do for themselves. So it's something to really focus
agree.
On. Yeah, write down, put in your cell draft, put it on your bulletin board, put a, you know, piece of printer paper with it written on there and tape it next to your bed, whatever you have to do so it's constantly there and in your face. Find your why and then stay focused on that why once it's figured out and, you know, knock things out.
Yeah, and even the desktop of your computer, if you can take images and put together a collage that to you symbolizes what your why is and what some of your goals are, and put that right up on the desktop of your computer and post it next to you as well, so that all day long you're seeing it all the time, over and over and over again. If you're starting to feel a little bit overwhelmed or a little bit stuck or like you just want to stop, go look at the picture of your why. What a difference it will make to get you doing things even though you're stuck, overwhelmed, or whatever.
Right.
I love the headline. The site is findyourwhynow.com. That's John DeLemme's site for his Find Your Why book. The headline
right.
says, Find Your Why Now Blowout Special, because the fear flu is killing dreams everywhere.
Yes. Yeah,
I love it.
He is. I just love John DeLemme. He is really powerful, kind of a hold absolutely nothing back, take no excuses. And John DeLemme used to be a stutterer who couldn't even say his name was John DeLemme.
Wow.
See, it's all about getting in touch with the why has to do with what's bigger than me. So at first you may think, well, I just want to get my house paid off and my debt paid off and whatever. Well, and once you do that, then you could get into a comfortable, no, I don't need to do any more because I got my house paid off. So that why has to be bigger than just you, bigger than even just your family. The why is that really what gets you up and excited in the morning that sustains you. And often the why is the type of thing you actually have to sometimes make yourself do something else because you get so excited. Like, you know, you really love teaching and you have to work at sometimes having a life outside of that, I know.
Absolutely. And as long as I am touching people's lives every single day, I don't even need sleep. I don't get hungry. I don't get tired. I just love it that much.
Wow. I think it's a key thing to have a why where the why is about more than just yourself.
Yes.
You know, I think you can have elements of yourself within it, but I think it's very powerful to make sure you design and create a why that is beyond just yourself only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, so for whatever that's worth, to help out people, that's...
Well, anyone that I've ever seen that has their why limited to something personally never really does find true happiness. They may actually achieve the goal that they set out in terms of how much money they make. But even if they do get there, which isn't very likely, by the way, usually they get there, they're making money, and they're miserable.
Yeah. How crazy is it that there's people out there that have wealth and freedom and time and options and possibilities for themselves, yet they're not happy because
mm-hmm.
the way they did it was purely self-serving only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, 10, 20 years ago, that was what we were taught even in school. That's what you're meant to do, right? You get out of high school, you go to college, you go to graduate school, you get a job, you work, you get married, you have kids, then you die. That's the way that we were taught to live our lives. That's what would make you a quote-unquote success. But today, especially post 9/11, we live in a very different culture and a very different society than we used to. In today's world, people really starting to get in lots bigger ways why it's so important to think beyond yourself. And it's becoming much more accepted to really go out and make difference instead of just making money. And I think that's what relationship marketing is all about. And we are out of time.
Amazing.
So we should tell folks where to find it.
The new book?
Yeah. So, Jason, of course, we can get it on Amazon, but tell them the website, and let's make sure people get your book.
Right. Easiest way to do it is just go to, both books can be found from this domain. It's conversationswithmillionaires.com/CWFM, as in conversations with female millionaires. So it's conversationswithmillionaires.com/CWFM.
Okay, conversationswithmillionaires.com/CWFM, and I know Rhonda will make sure that that's in our show notes if it's not there already. And Jason, thank you so much for being here today. I always, always, always love having you on my show, on my calls. I just love having you be a part of my life. And Rhonda, thank you so much for arranging to have Jason here today. This has been a really great call, and I hope that everyone really listens and re-listens to the wonderful advice that Jason has shared today. It will undoubtedly change lives if you really apply what Jason has shared. And I want to remind everybody about that great movie, too. The Music Never Stopped. Jason, gotta watch it this week. Let me know when you do.
Got it. It's on my list.
Good. So Rhonda and I will be back next week on Tuesday at noon Eastern with another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Go ahead, Rhonda.
It was a pleasure to have you here. Thank you, everybody. And, yes, do join us. We've got awesome things to come. Make sure you live your why.
Take care, everybody. See you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.